Welcome to Questionable, the show comprised of two boys, one question, and absolutely zero brain cells.
Today we're asking, which color goes to which subject?
Let's get started!
Like so controversial. Let's start with each of the subjects. We've got math, English, science, history, and language. Let's go with Spanish because that's most common for schools.
Okay,
what do you think with let's start with math.
A bit controversial opinion, like you said earlier.
Yep.
But yellow.
What? You did not just say that.
Yeah, I didn't. I just said red.
Okay, good.
The answer is red.
The answer is red. Mm-hmm. That's going up there, okay?
Why?
The first thing I thought of was anger and like how people dislike math a lot. No, I'm sorry.
I can relate to that.
Because no, that's not my reasoning, though. Most people, like, I've talked to, math is their least favorite subject. They're like, ugh, math.
Yeah, that includes me.
Okay, I don't mind it. I think it's cool. It just depends on the teacher.
No, well, you can say that about every subject. It just seems that math always has bad teachers.
I have a great math teacher this year. Somehow. And that's it. Like, this is the best one I've had.
Okay, next subject.
No, but we gotta just figure out why.
No, I just feel like with math, it's just such a solid thing. I feel like red is such a solid color.
Right, it's like math.
It's
is
something
there.
You can rely on. You can make plans 2 months in advance, and red will always be there.
When you're in school, you're like, okay, I have math class next. I've got to go to math. But let's say like history, right? You're like, okay, I have history next. Should I go to the bathroom? Do I need something from my locker? In math, you just have your calculator. You have your folders in your backpack. Maybe there's a warm up on the board, and you just go in there. It's solid. Red is, like you said, a solid color. I think it gives off that vibe.
Gives us a very solid vibe.
All right, what do you want to move on to next?
We've got to go to English.
English, dude. We were in this. By the way, me and Chinchilla were in the same English class last. Last year. Actually, we should probably do this because we haven't clarified yet in a single one of our podcasts. Hi, I am Soup. I am not Chinchilla.
I am Soup.
Shush.
I am Chinchilla, I am not Soup.
Right, we have not told anybody who we are.
I am the rodent, he is the delectable treat.
You did not just say that about me, my guy.
My bad.
Mom!
Get more tater tots.
Okay.
No, not Andrew Tater Tots.
We have a recorder system we have, and it transcripts our thing immediately, and it thought we said, like, Andrew Tater Thoughts. Like THOUGHTS. Not a different type of
a podcast like that. Okay.
Andrew Tate's thoughts.
You got a VTuber model, just a tater.
Yes.
Just slap his face on there. Got it.
No. Okay. English, easy blue.
It's green.
Well, then what's science? Do they
Let's
share
not
color?
Get next. We're gonna no. build our, we're gonna dig our own graves and then try to figure out our way out.
Okay. It's gotta be blue.
Why?
Because everybody else, I thought. Because have you had a green English textbook? Have you had a blue one?
Yeah. Have you had a red math textbook?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Here's my reasoning.
I've had, like, orange-red math
textbooks. Bird green. Yes, blue is such a cool color, but with English, I feel like you're dealing with a lot of, like, at least at this level, a lot of tough subjects. So I feel like, not, like, the subject itself is tough. It's just you're talking about, like, really tough things, like, internment and all that stuff. Like, green is just a budget blue. It's not as, like, comforting, but it's still slightly comforting. And it's just, like, just something about it. It's the nature.
You're never going to change my mind about English.
Also, remember that one English book we read that was all about food choices, and it was green.
No, it was
It was
orange.
Green.
It was orange. It had corn on the front. It was about corn, so it was yellow-orange.
It was talking a lot about green, though. There's a lot of green in that book.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
For reference, the book is green.
No. No, guys.
He lied.
We're putting a picture of it right up on the board right now. Or right up on the screen. Guys, look at your screen if you're on YouTube. If you're not, well, then watch us on YouTube.
Look away from the screen. Give us no views.
No.
Click off immediately.
That's not how that works.
Number go down.
No.
Yes.
Okay. But blah, 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 blah. I can't think.
That's an interesting subject. I haven't heard of that color before.
Thanks. That color is crazy.
Also, by the way, Sprite is green.
The liquid or the bottle?
My liquid's a little weird. A little weird texture. It's glowing a bit, but it's green. Soup got tuberculosis.
I did not. Yeah, I did. Oh, hello. Your Sprite's about to blow up, dude.
So about is this video. Ooh, got him. Ha, yeah. Okay.
Have you had a green English textbook? What was it called? Do you sincerely remember?
I don't memorize my textbooks.
Yeah. Do you remember ever having a blue one?
No.
Never?
Nope.
You've had a sad English. Just, you're going to have to trust me.
Every single one of my English teachers have been horrible.
You're going to have...
Maybe not this one, but just...
Yeah, you're going to have to trust me on this, though. It's blue. We're going to Bing.com.
Look up English. First color that shows up. Definitive answer.
Blue. Blue.
It
covered it, too.
That's just Bing's regular colors. Why'd you steal Bing from me? That was my thing.
Here, we're going to go to images.
Ha
ha! Yes!
No!
I told you.
Dang it, he screenshotted that.
Well, I'm going to put it in the video. I have to put it. I have to put it there, so...
Wow. Let's check Google. We have to get...
Questionable's search engine. We don't promote it, I promise. Bing is like,
I do.
Yeah. Microsoft Bing is what we used for our last episode, too.
The origin is that I changed my computer's, thing from, Google to Bing, but then the school blocked it, so I can't change it back. So it's just Bing now.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. It's awesome. I got 5,000 Bing points. He's only got 10.
Damn.
Gotta get the Bing point race. Okay.
What?
I'm about to get my $10 Xbox gift card. You don't know. Okay.
Sure.
Hey, okay. Next subject.
Next subject.
You should probably put a list or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll do.
Okay. Next subject. Let's go with science. So you said English is green. Why isn't science green? Why isn't science...
Science is yellow.
What? Science is green. Science is biology.
You have such
science...
a basic color list. I'm sorry.
No,
but...
it's not basic. It's what the vibe gives off.
Oh, I see it now.
You have to take the vibe of the subject and be like, ooh, I'm feeling that. It's not like, oh, I would put red with that. It's like, this is giving a color.
Cure me up.
Yes.
Questionable's color?
Yes.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Exactly. So instantly yellow has a very good, very good, very good aura around it. So what do you do in most science classes, around
middle school?
The moon. It's just the moon.
What?
You look at the moon and the moon goes, I'm rotating for all audio listeners.
I've never had that happen ever.
We only talk about the moon.
Never.
And we talk about the moon's like and the phases of the moon.
Never.
How are the phases of the moon?
Never.
Oh, don't you lie. That's the only thing we do.
I've, legitimately never had it. Oh, in science class last year, we talked about it on the last day.
But in most classes, you only talk about the moon. Especially
when?
In high school.
When? In high
school. You've avoided all the moon classes because you're lucky, but...
My science class is talking about how to measure with a ruler. I don't know how
soon
I got...
Soon you will be talking about the moon. But listen,
okay.
When you talk about the moon, it's only the moon. We talk about the phases of the moon. What causes the phases of the moon? Explain. The sun.
No,
what color is the sun from our perspective?
It's gravity. Gravity causes the phases of the moon because the moon rotates around the Earth and the Earth's shadow.
We wouldn't be able to see the moon if we didn't have the sun reflecting off it. It's mainly about the reflection.
What
the Earth blocking the reflection.
What color does the moon give off? Does it give off
It gives off light from the sun. The sun is yellow. Is yellow.
It's more like a white, cool color, right?
No, it's light from
green
the sun.
Is a cool.
It goes off the sun. The moon's light comes from the sun.
I'm severely confusing him about his own logic.
No, I'm on your tricks, you witch. Okay.
Oh.
I said witch with a W. Like sandwich. Ow.
Sorry.
I just got assaulted with a Coca-Cola Christmas edition bottle. No.
That's me.
This is the sound of domestic abuse.
How?
Soup just discovered that you can't eat a Coca-Cola bottle.
I did actually attempt to eat it for like half a second. I was like,
I think that was a little more than half a second there, buddy.
Oh, you kind of can. Hurts a lot, though. Oh, by the way, guys, in like 10-ish minutes. Oh, my God. Wait, it's time for a break. Dude, time flies.
When you're eating sugar.
Break time!
Oh, yeah.
By the way, for our non-visual listeners that aren't on YouTube, this is just Chinchilla playing Clash Royale for like 5 minutes.
I'm taking over. This list is unacceptable. All right. Math is blue. Math is blue. Shush, baby girl. English is yellow. History is orange. And science is green.
I prove
my point. Case closed.
Proved it.
That was some incredible proof you cited there. I'm sorry, but what'd you say English was again?
Yellow.
Actually, my mom said that too. This morning.
I love your mom. Not like that.
One song about Stacy.
What?
Nobody knows that song.
I know
it
that
song. It traumatized me.
God.
Play it now.
No. Stacy's mom has got it going. She's got it going. She's all on. And I've waited for so long. So, I'm sorry, but just... I don't like that list at all. I just... Okay,
you guys can change it. Fine. If you guys don't like my decidedness, chick, go.
Okay, what is red? What do you think red is again? Because I completely forgot.
What if there is...
What is math? Sorry, not what is
blue.
Red?
Blue.
How is math blue?
Yeah.
Me and Sue had
red.
A very good conversation about how red is such a solid, anger-inducing color. That's just what math is. Why is math not red? Why is math blue?
Math is blue.
Why? Yeah.
Okay. Blue is... a sad color. Blue is a calming color.
Math is not calming, but it is very sad. So what is something that's not calming, but is sad? Red. Anger. Rage at algebra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both blue and red convey negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just say purple?
Because red is... There's...
What?
That's not even the conversation.
No.
That's not the conversation.
No.
That's like saying South Zimbabwe is going to win the World Cup. Not going to happen. Not happening.
Very controversial, but okay.
Okay, let's go to science. We're not even talking about English. So, okay, what is science?
Green.
Yes, obviously.
I've been outvoted.
He thinks it's yellow!
Oh.
I've been destroyed by democracy.
Next.
Speaking of democracy, history!
Orange.
And
brown, maybe, but like orange mostly.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because... everything in every single history room is orange. It gives off an orange vibe. The Declaration of Independence is like yellowish orange.
That's a stretch.
Watch this. Even history.com is orange. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
It's brown.
Yeah, I said brown too.
Oh, come on. No, not again. Okay.
What do you think it is?
I'm not even gonna say what I thought it was.
Wait, no. What do you think it was?
Nothing.
No, actually, though.
Nothing.
What did you think it was?
Nothing.
You thought it had no color. That's depressing. Everybody bully him in the comments.
Don't bully him. Arsenic. Sorry, red 40.
You thought it was red? You thought it was red?
Honestly, that's...
Okay, that's kind of good.
That's an acceptable answer.
That's like arsenic.
For the Soviet Union.
Like...
That'll be really funny.
What?
We just started playing the Soviet anthem in the background, just got louder until you said that, and then it immediately cuts out.
I'm putting that in now, guys.
And then not gonna do it?
No. Spanish.
English or Spanish?
Maybe you got somebody in the nose! Maybe in that case you can be in a Hulk!
Okay, Chinchilla froze. He's back.
Guys, it was like...
It's been 3 hours.
No, what do you think Spanish is?
He tried to make me break, but I didn't.
What do you think Spanish is?
I'm flashbanged by the light. Spanish. I have not had Spanish in a long time, so I really have no major opinion on this.
Purple. Or red.
Oh, so purple is back then.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy at its finest.
What do you think it is, Mantis?
Green insect.
That's
I eat those.
You eat yourself? Wait, no, cut that out.
Cut that out! You can't say that, bud.
I just did.
I can't open this.
By the way, if you hear a bunch of crinkling, okay, because we have candy.
Correction.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of candy, our next episode is going to be a Halloween-themed episode, so...
Oh, no.
Guys, down in the comments, give us a bunch
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, give us a bunch of, like, creepy, weird... Preferably not explicit, because you know what happened in our last episode, but that was a terrible episode.
It did so well.
It didn't. We have 50 views on that. Our first one has 100, or 130, and it's counting.
Hmm. Number go up. Again, that's our catchphrase at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone comment, number go up, and then below it, give us a question suggestion for Halloween.
Yeah. I think.
What do you guys think Spanish is?
It could be orange. I think it could be orange.
And what's history?
History could be yellow.
Or brown.
Or brown.
Again, I have no major opinion, so this is just you two talking.
So I say purple. Just because I've had purple experiences with history. I don't know, or Spanish. I don't know why. I don't get it at all, but my brain automatically
explain what purple experience means.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
I don't think the mic is picking it up. Whisper, whisper. The mic totally picked up what we said for the last 10 seconds, right? Do you need a cough drop? Yes. Hold on, let me get one real quick.
Whoa.
Ah, that was a good cough drop. Yeah, no, I'm quitting for the next 5 minutes. You too, dog.
Sorry. Mantis, are you just not gonna buzz? Budge?
BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed!
I hate
it. Yeah.
I hate that.
Or subscribe to it. The question.
I love BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed's awesome.
No,
yeah.
The questionable Gmail gets BuzzFeed every day, and it's kind of annoying. I'll unsubscribe to the email.
Darn you, BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed! Yeah. Not like the same thing. Oh, no, it isn't. Well, we're saying purple unless Mantis says otherwise.
I'm okay with purple.
Okay. I haven't had it, but French. Chinchilla, come back here.
Oh, baguette. My expertise.
Baguette.
So what, like tan?
No, literally. Baguette.
Oh, baguette color. Tan.
Yes.
Listen.
Nope, baguette color.
Baguette away from me. Listen. Oh, I hope that got that. That was incredible. Oh, no, it says blood, get away from me. No.
No, it says... No, yeah, it does.
No. Oh, okay, listen. I've had French experience. French is about the most blue you can get.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then strong what's English? Blue.
Most people don't take French, so I feel like they can, like, overlap.
Okay, so English and French are both blue.
Yes.
Like a light blue or turquoise blue or
dark
blue?
Deep, solid blue.
Okay.
Like the blue in the French flag.
Like that blue?
That's no, not that blue.
Okay. Like a, not like a navy blue, but like a royal blue.
Like the, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're actually agreeing on something. Isn't it crazy?
Ruby! Sorry.
Ruby is our dog, by the way.
Ruby the communist.
Our questionable dog. Okay. Hey! You did not just call my dog a freaking communist!
Keep that in, please. Please, keep that in.
I will.
Please. Okay,
this
good.
This is my first time trying a Reese's.
What?
Never had one before. Dave, new experiences.
And
not like that. Oh, this sucks. How do you eat that? Just like a dog treat. Don't ask me why I know what that tastes like. Had a very weird childhood.
Some dog treats are good.
It's true.
Comment down below what's your favorite brand of dog treat to eat. The delectable flavor, the delectable texture. Comment down below. Why is nobody else saying anything?
This is not a subject I want to jump in on.
Uh-oh. Okay, next subject. Soup told me to breathe.
No, I didn't. I meant this.
Oh yeah, break!
Talk.
We're back. We don't know what to talk about. You know what?
Not really.
We have a few announcements to make, and then we'll get like onto more questionable things afterwards. We reached 800 views like yesterday.
Yay!
Yesterday for us is October 4th, but it's probably going to be later than that when we release this.
Okay, Apple Podcasts have a glitch where it's a marking podcast as listen to, even when listeners haven't even started some episodes. So like,
make sure
you really have deja vu. Or like, did you just not watch them?
Yeah, make sure you actually like watched all our stuff. We do have a goal:
50 subscribers by November.
Yep, that's a lot of subscribers.
Yeah, we're at 38 right now. I think we can do it.
So another announcement. This one's actually not sad, but comment your Halloween-themed questions for us to answer this October 31st. Is that Halloween?
October 31st?
It's been so long since Halloween.
I think October 31st is Halloween.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
This is the big one. Most liked one wins.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, competition.
Mm-hmm, so like the one you like the most, even if it's your own.
Yeah.
And we will pick one.
Hopefully.
I made a Google form. It allows you to contact us. You can share if you're having any problems or you just want to talk to us. If you have an idea for, when we say comment your next idea, on a lot of the platforms you're listening to us to, you can't do that. So linked in the show notes of each episode is going to be this Google form, and you're going to be able to contact us and give us your question ideas and anything else. I think this is something that Mantis can talk about.
Let me see here. We are on Instagram and TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Sadly.
We're promoting.
We're going to link that down in the description, but you can also just find us by searching up at Questionable the Pod. One word. Not podcast. Questionable the Pod.
They're not us.
They are. They're not you guys.
Oh, yeah. That's for another thing. One moment. Okay.
Yeah.
We also have a website. Not really necessary, but it's good if you want to share with people what we're about. It talks about some stuff. It gives you some information. It links you to a bunch of stuff.
This is capitalism at its finest.
Yeah. Okay. I just made a lot of updates. They're not fantastic, but they're pretty cool. And then we do have an email. A questionable email, not just one of our personal ones.
Now three accounts can get spammed by the New York Times.
Woohoo!
Thank you, New York Times.
Never gonna recognize us. Questionablethepod@gmail.com. Not questionable the podcast. That is not us.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
They're not us.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes. The one with like the rainbow flag and the rubber ducky is not us. We're the one with the questionable logo.
Don't you think that's a little bit
questionable? Oh, that was a nice high five.
That was a great high five.
And one more thing, we'd love you to comment.
Comment what the right colors for each subject are.
We want to know how wrong we were and start an argument in the comments.
The answer is vermilion. Okay. Disclaimer.
No, that's the description.
There's another disclaimer.
No.
Can we say it?
Yeah, sure.
No one reads descriptions on a podcast.
That's true. Just go.
Okay, disclaimer. A large quantity of opinions stated... Oh, no, this is like a contract. Stated in our episodes are not actually our opinions. It's for... you said that was funny.
This is not... This is something that's been in the each of our episodes.
I don't check the descriptions.
Show notes. I know. That's why I put this there, so that nobody sees it.
It's for...
But I can show it to people if they say something's bad.
Oh, so it's a trap card.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think we're good. We still have 5 minutes left, though.
No, we don't.
Bye! I'm joking, we're back.
Oh, you're totally. Oh, that was cut perfectly.
Yeah! I also possibly have a birthday party going on right now, so we're gonna bring them all up here. Yay! Alright, well, Chinchilla's gone now. He's gone. He's.
Why did it pick up as I'm not married?
I mean,
I'm not.
Okay. What's the last thing we need to do? Merch. Merch stuff. We have merch. Do
merch. Merch.
Merch. Merch. Merch. Our wonderful product designer
Mantis made these, wonderful bracelets. They come with a free questionable sticker. You can get them at buymeacoffee.com/questionable. I don't know, what else do we have to do, I think?
Here, calm down, let me talk.
Okay, go.
I am not letting these two boring hosts run the social medias.
Oh yeah.
So, you have me. I'm like Ash from GT Live, but I'm not, even though I have red hair. Don't laugh at me. I'm not boring, I promise.
But yeah, you're gonna see a bunch of random posts from our account, I promise. It's not me and Chinchilla.
It's me.
Mm-hmm.
Raining havoc.
Mm-hmm.
So, be warned. It's not them. You won't see the promotional stuff. You'll see better stuff.
Dang. I do have some funny things I want to send you, though, for you to post.
Oh, no.
Just, like, a few things that popped up randomly. If you hear rustling in the background, it's Chinchilla liking a lot of candy. And
guys, I'm taking over. This is my podcast now. It's not Soup and Chinch anymore. It's just me.
Hi.
Okay, it's Chinch, too.
Hi! Whoa!
Shush, baby girl.
Oh! Hi!
Wait.
Hi! So, by the way, yeah, I do have a birthday party that's happening right now. So that's slightly interesting. So there's a bunch of people in the room just watching me yap.
You're hiding.
No, come over here. You can have candy or something. But yeah, you could say hi if you want. Or not.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, that's going on the podcast. Well, this has actually been a really good episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should. Yeah. Cue the music.